Morgans, AM, your pre-market briefing.
US markets little changed as investors continued to grapple with rising bond yields and a mixed bag of corporate earnings releases. Dow slipping 14 points to log only its second four-day losing streak in 7 months. Merck & Co. with a 2.7% rise was the biggest gainer in the index, buoyed by an upgrade from Goldman Sachs. Broader S&P 500 unchanged, NASDAQ losing 0.25%. Most notable report came after the bell with Google parent Alphabet slightly outpacing consensus estimates with their first quarter numbers. That were Alphabet posted their strongest quarterly sales growth, up 24% from a year earlier in almost 4 years, but costs are also surging as the company bought real estate and invested in new opportunities such as artificial intelligence and cloud computing. Price response Alphabet up 4% in the immediate aftermath of those numbers, but has reversed course and trading a little lower the last time I looked. Just note Facebook tomorrow night. Amazon, Intel and Microsoft are among the major tech companies slated to report earnings later this week. Further on the US corporate earnings front, we had Kimberly-Clark overnight down 1.5% despite exceeding consensus expectations with their quarterly earnings. Hasbro recovered from an earlier fall to close 4% higher despite their adjusted profit and sales forecast missing expectations. Major companies reporting tonight include Caterpillar and Coca-Cola. Quite a bit on the US economic data front overnight. Perhaps the main stuff was the market manufacturing PMI climbing to 56.5 in April. It's a 3.5-year high. Also, we have the Chicago Fed National Activity Index for March falling to 0.1, but that's down from February's two-decade high reading of 0.98. Europe's main markets were higher as investors digested the latest round of corporate earnings releases over there. Also, Germany's DAX gaining 0.25%, France's CAC up 0.5%. UBS fell 2.5% despite posting better than expected fourth quarter earnings. Saw their net profit up 19%, which was buoyed by a strong performance from their wealth management unit. London's FTSE rallying for a fifth session, up 0.4% to its highest closing level since the 2nd of February. It was banks and insurers driving that rise there amid rising bond yields. Base metals weaker across the board, copper falling 0.7% to just shy of $3.15 a pound. But the big move was aluminium tumbling over 7%. Indeed, that move came very quickly on the LME after the US government, through Russia's Rusal lifeline. The US Treasury has said it was considering a request to lift sanctions against the company and extended the period during which companies could keep trading with Rusal by five months. That also put a bit of pressure on nickel, which was down 3.8%. Spot iron ore markets, on the other hand, rallied across the board, benchmark contract adding 58 cents to 67.67 a metric tonne. Those gains coincided with news that Chinese rebar and iron ore inventories fell again last week. Also reports that some steelmakers had increased prices over the weekend in anticipation of firmer demand. Gold futures shedding $14.30 to $1,324 an ounce. That's the lowest close since the 21st of March. That came as the US dollar index traded up to a three-month high. Oil prices recovered from earlier losses to settle with modest gains. WTI up 24 cents to 68.64 a barrel, turning higher in the last hour of trading. Brent gaining 65 cents to 74.71 a barrel. A lot going on, all on the geopolitical front, really was driving much of that news on all markets overnight. US 10-year Treasury yields climbing towards 3%, up 2.4 basis points to 2.973%. Didn't quite get to the 3%, the high was 2.996%. And the Aussie dollar sharply weaker this morning. Main stuff on the economic calendar today, of course, is the Australian March quarter CPI inflation data due at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Local unit buying 76.05 US cents.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.